We had been discussing the shaila of a milah that occurs on Ta'anis Esther, and it's not just a theoretical shaila. For us, it will actually be a halakha l'maisa shaila tomorrow morning. We have a family in the shul, the Shilowitzes, will Be'ezus Hashem be making a bris tomorrow morning, so we were discussing what the halakha is in that circumstance. So we said that in such a circumstance, we are not allowed to eat. The only circumstance where a milah allows everybody to partake in a su'udah is a case where the milah is nidche, it's pushed off. I'm sorry, not the milah. In the case where the ta'anis is nidche, either it's pushed off, or in the case of ta'anis Esther, when you could actually have a ta'anis muktam, when you move the ta'anis earlier because it conflicts with Shabbos and the like, those are circumstances where potentially everybody would be able to eat as part of the bris milah festivity and celebration. But in a circumstance where it comes out in its properly designated time, which is precisely what's going to happen tomorrow, it's supposed to be Ta'anis Esther, it's going to be Yud Gimel Adar. So in that circumstance, we are not allowed to partake in the Seuda, including the Shulchan Aruch said, even the Ba'alei Bris, even the Sandik, the Moel, and the Father would not be allowed to partake as well. Now, of course, that does lead to a shaila as to what to do with the Kol Shel Bracha. Of course, at every bismillah, you have a kosher bracha. We make a bari priya gafen, and then we recite the bracha of asher kidash yedin mi beten on a kos filled with wine. So what do we do in such a circumstance? So the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Taf Kuf Nun Tes, Se'if Vav, this is the context of Hilchos Tisha B'Av, the Shulchan Aruch says, im yesh tinok lamul, if you have to do a bismillah on Tisha B'Av. He quotes two opinions as to what to do on Tisha B'Av itself. This is a more narrow question pertaining to Tisha B'Av. Do you do it immediately after Kinos, or do you wait until after Chatzos? We know that on Tisha B'Av, after Chatzos is more lenient than the morning, where the Avelos is considered more acute, the morning of Tisha B'Av. So the morning of Tisha B'Av is more acute in the morning of Tisha B'Av. So he suggests, there's one opinion that says push it off until the afternoon, but the Ramban notes, the Minag Kesvara Rishona, the Minag is if it comes out on Tisha B'Av, you do it already early in the morning, you don't wait until after Chatzos. Certainly in an ordinary fast day that's not Tisha B'Av, like Ta'anis Esther, we would do the Bris Milah in the morning. Now what about the kos itself? So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Im hayoledes mitzuya b'makom hamila yivarech al hakos v'tishta mimenu hayoledes." If the mother is there, the mother is certainly allowed to drink from the kos because she's still considered chola sheyish basakana in most circumstances. And even if she were chola sheim basakana, certainly on Ta'anis Esther, we wouldn't require her to fast. Certainly, if she's nursing, we wouldn't require her to fast. So in that circumstance, in every bris milah, you have a built-in personality who's going to be able to drink from the kos. So he says that's one option. She can drink from the coast. If she heard the bracha, she answered amen. She didn't have a hefsek between hearing the bracha and actually drinking. Or he says, and this is the more prevalent minhag, which we're likely going to do tomorrow. If she's not present for whatever reason, then what you do is you make the bracha and you have a child there who's going to drink from the kosher bracha. You make sure that it's not too high alcohol content, and you make sure that a young child who's less than the age of our mitzvah is not fasting will drink from the kos. In our circumstance, the baby has several older siblings, and Be'ezus Hashem, they will drink from the kosher bracha. Now, this notion of making a bracha and giving it to a child is actually somewhat interesting and is actually discussed by the Gemara itself. There are other circumstances in which the Gemara prohibits doing so. The Gemara in Erevin on Daf Mem suggests that perhaps we should actually do this every Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a Yom Tov. It should require Kiddush. So obviously you have a technical problem. You're not going to be able to make a Borei Pri Hagafen and drink your Kol Shel Yayin on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara suggests, you know what we should do every Yom Kippur? When Yom Kippur starts, you make the bracha of Borei Pri Hagafen, you make the bracha of Kiddush, and hand it over to a child who's not fasting, and that will be a way that we can have our proper bracha ala kos, as we have by every Yom Tov, on Yom Kippur as well, without violating the prohibition of fasting on Yom Kippur. The Gemara rejects that because of a consideration of asi lemesrach, because if you do that, kids are just going to get confused, and they're not really going to understand what's happening. They don't see everybody fasting. They see publicly in shul every single year, they're making a Borei Pri Hagafen and someone's drinking from it. It's just going to become too confusing, and kids as they grow up aren't properly going to understand the mitzvah of Inis Emes Nafsho Seichem, the prohibition of fasting on Yom Kippur. Therefore, we do not do it. So why don't we have that same consideration here? So the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sivkat and Lamed, this is already based on the earlier postgame, it's a discussion in the Rishonim already, this is a discussion in the Baalei HaTosfos, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'lo chayshinan dumma asi lehizraga v'lishtos apigadlu. So we're not concerned in our Mila circumstance that they're going to get the wrong impression and they're going to stop fasting altogether, they're going to start eating and drinking on the fast day. Why? The reason is quite intuitive. Sorry? It's quite infrequent. Kivan she'ein davar kavua. He says this is not something that happens frequently. If you do it every single Yom Kippur, that's going to become part of the liturgy of Yom Kippur. There's going to be a public Borei Pri HaGafen, and someone's going to drink from it. Here, it's such an unordinary circumstance. It happens so infrequently that it's not really a concern. Now, that happens to be Machlokes Rishonim. That's a Svara of Tosfos. Other Rishonim disagree and say even in this circumstance where you have a mila on a fast day, you shouldn't do that either. And that even in that circumstance, we're concerned that children will get the wrong impression. But halacha l'maisa, the way we paskin, is that you can give it to a tino. Now there's one interesting circumstance that still comes up halacha l'maisa nowadays, that lies somewhere between the annual regularity of Yom Kippur on the one hand and the irregularity of a mila that happens to occur on a fast day. What is that circumstance? Anyone know offhand? It is the Havdalah that we recite at the end of Tisha B'Av, in a circumstance where Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday. Let's say Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday. So can you make Havdalah ala kos and give it to a child to drink? Somewhere between these two circumstances, right? It's not every single year like Yom Kippur. On the other hand, it's not as infrequent as a mila on a ta'anis. So what would the halacha there be? So the Mishnah Berurah comments on that as well. And he says, in that circumstance, it's regular enough that we are concerned that people will get the wrong impression, and therefore we do not do Havdalah ala kos on Motzai Tisha B'Av. He points out that according to our calendar, the way our calendar falls out, you could have several years consecutively where it comes out on Motzai Shabbos. And if you have a little kid who sees it several years in a row, that's going to create a problem. So our practice is we do not recite a bracha ala kos on Motzai Tisha B'Av. We wait until after Tisha B'Av is over in order to do that. But that would be a middle circumstance where we still are concerned because of the potential misperception. Halacha l'maisa tomorrow morning, of course, we do have this irregular circumstance, so we should share the simcha of the mila together, and we will indeed have a bracha ala kos and shtiyas tinokos. Rabbi Chananu ben Akasha, Amar Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lezakos Yisrael, Vikachir B'Lam Tzor Mitzvos, Shneir B'Adonai Chafetz Mazikol Yadil V'Rav Yadir.